Now, see that Anne finishes her homework, Matthew, and don't let her stay up too late.
I won't, Marilla.
Oh, it's a cold night to be going all the way to town, but I suppose it's the first and last chance I'll have to see the Premier of Canada.
Have a good meeting, Marilla. I wonder how Marilla will enjoy herself at the Premier's meeting. Mrs. Lynde says Canada is going to the dogs. What way do you vote, Matthew?
Conservative.
Then I'm conservative, too. I'm glad because some of the boys in school are liberals. Ruby Gillis says that when a man is courting, he always has to agree with a girl's mother in religion and her father in politics. Is that true, Matthew?
Well, no, I don't know.
Did you ever go courting, Matthew?
No, I don't know as I ever did.
Ruby Gillis says when she grows up, she's going to have ever so many beaux absolutely insane about her. I'd rather have just one in his right mind. There are many things in this world that I can't understand very well, Matthew.
Well, no, I don't know as I comprehend them all myself.
Diana! Diana, whatever has happened? Has your mother relented at last?
Oh, Anne, do come quick! Minnie May is awful sick. I think she's got croup. And Father and Mother are away to town and there's nobody to go for the doctor. Minnie May is awful bad and young Mary Jo doesn't know what to do. And oh, Anne, I'm so scared.
I'll be back in two shakes.
Matthew's gone to saddle the mare to go to Carmody for the doctor. He and I are such kindred spirits, I can read his thoughts without words at all.
I don't believe he'll find the doctor at Carmody. I know that Dr. Blair went to the meeting and I guess Dr. Spencer would go too. Young Mary Jo never saw anybody with croup, and Mrs. Lynde is away.
Now, don't cry, Diana. You forget that Mrs. Hammond had twins 3 times. They all had croup regularly. Just wait till I get the Ipecac bottle. You mayn't have any at your house.